You know what? I pulled that sound about 10:30. I hadn't heard it until now, and I heard it again, and it's a head slap. It's a head slap.
Is it possible that both sides of this situation
yes.
are morons?
And by the way, we are about to find out my feelings.
Okay, good.
With the time of the week when we wrap crunch time with the list of nominees for the Tool Shed, a.k.a. the SMH segment. But of course, before anybody new gets in, we call on our proprietor to get the keys and open the crunch time Tool Shed.
I love this city. I love being a Yankee.
The worst, most obnoxious phony laugh ever. All right. Along with what we were just discussing, start with former Knick power forward Charles Oakley. You've seen the video. You've just heard the soundbite. You've heard it discussed nationally because a crappy team needs an embarrassing incident on national TV. But with Oakland, he was trying to play the innocent victim, which is pretty pathetic because obviously he was not quite the shrinking violet who was wronged. And like I said, that was on Mike and Mike this morning. Says, I've been told I have an alcohol problem, so the only thing to do is start drinking wine. That's not really alcohol, and makes him look reasonable and believable, because no one has ever gotten drunk on wine except for, you know, since biblical times.
You, yesterday?
Hey, that was Wednesday.
Okay.
Oh, Chuck. Let's move to, like, what Alex was alluding to. Why take sides? Knick owner James Dolan. Same topic, different numbskull. First, they issue a permanent 86 to Oakley. He's history. He's out of there. He can't return to the Garden. Then Dolan goes on a local radio show to discuss the issue, says Oak may have an anger management or a drinking problem. Really? So you're a counselor now. Is there a rapport, a medical evaluation you have privy to? Those are pretty serious issues and accusations. To speak so out of school like that on a pretty sensitive subject based on nothing but trying to cover the rear end of you and your organization, pretty classless. And like I've said before, you don't always have to pick one side or another. Sometimes all involved are jackasses. And finally, to the Seattle Seahawks, I ask. Oh, that's what you're doing. The overlapping of the Tuesday and Friday segments.
Just a bit outside.
So it's strange because with John Schneider and Pete Carroll calling the shots since 2010, they've been a really good organization personnel-wise. But then came the announcement they signed the kicker, Blair Walsh from the Vikings. Really? Steve Hauschka's a great kicker. He made 89% of his kicks last season, 89% over his 6 years with the Seahawks. Walsh, of course, infamous for 10-9 last season's playoffs. He's got an exaggerated extra point against Seattle for Mini that would have won the game, and he shanked it. And like I joked yesterday, perhaps he was cursed because of that movie, The Blair Walsh Project. You hear that one. Plus, he's off an injury in a season where he made just 75% of his kicks. By the way, for an NFL kicker, that stinks. The top guys, Tucker and Bailey, they hit 75% from 50 yards and out. The move raises an eyebrow. Could we do it? Have we done a hand-in-hand?
No, this would be a first.
I think so. I think I'm going the Dolan, Oakley combination.
You want to roll in Phil Jackson just for good measure? Cover all bases?
Well, he didn't do anything.
Well,
he actually left his box and went down there, and Oakley's like, I don't want to talk to him, which as a Knick fan, neither do I.
I mean, might as well throw in Mello while we're at it.
Let's get all four.
No.
Of those four right now, I would side with Mello.
Cover all four bases, it's a home run.
Over the one who's actually doing his best to represent the franchise in a positive manner. So it's the Dolan-Oakley-Oakley-Dolan exacta box. Press that, baby, as we close the Crunch Time Tool Shed.
My only focus is to play baseball, to play baseball the right way. That was silly and unprofessional.
Good luck in prison. And that does that.
Good luck in prison.